Rescue crews are actively searching the Santa Fe National Forest and the Jemez for a wildland firefighter missing since Friday. Token Adams was part of a crew responding to reports of a small fire in the area. The crew dispersed to investigate, and Token has not been seen since. Some 250 individuals comprising National Guard, State Police, and New Mexico Search and Rescue have been conducting a search on foot and with helicopter assistance. Senators Udall and Heinrich have voiced their support of President Obama's move to seek congressional approval before taking any military action against the Assad regime in Syria. Both senators hail Obama's decision as a return to a more constitutionally sound approach in deciding when U.S. military force is necessary and justified. Though the senators decry the Syrian government's apparent use of chemical weapons, neither are anxious to commit American forces to an open-ended conflict, nor arming Syrian rebels allied with al-Qaeda. As of today, packets for candidates for city councilor and the mayoral post in Santa Fe are available at the city clerk's office. Included are nominating petitions and forms relating to public campaign financing. The nominating petition for mayor must have signatures equal to 0.5% of the number of all registered voters in the city. For councilors, it's the same percentage of voters within their district of representation. Signatures can be collected now through November 2nd. U.S. Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz is in New Mexico today to visit both the Los Alamos and Sandia National Laboratories. Moniz will be given technical briefings with employees giving updates on the work being performed. At Sandia, a technology showcase presentation is planned. Moniz will be accompanied by Senator Tom Udall, who has led efforts to secure funding for cleanup of radioactive waste at Los Alamos. There's some dissension among our state's political leaders regarding the 500-mile-long SunZia Southwest transmission line. The Army has come out in opposition as a 45-mile stretch impinges on the White Sands Missile Range, which they say will disrupt operations there. Today's Albuquerque Journal reports that Governor Susana Martinez supports those concerns and sent the Bureau of Land Management a letter of dissent last month. The BLM is due to issue a final decision this month or next. Congressman Steve Pierce also supports the Army's position, while Senator Martin Heinrich is warning that any rerouting could kill the project, as it would require new environmental impact studies, a process that would take years to complete. This is Fiesta Week in Santa Fe, the city's 301st such commemoration of General Don Diego de Vargas's peaceful reoccupation of the city in 1692, first celebrated in September of 1712. This afternoon, the Santa Fe Fiesta Council makes an official presentation to City Hall to formally introduce the event. Fiesta officially begins this Friday at 6 a.m. at the Pregón de la Fiesta at Rosario Chapel. That's followed by Fiesta weekend events on the plaza. And weather for Santa Fe. Today is the week's best chance for precipitation ahead of a drying trend, though just a 30% chance for late-day showers and thunderstorms. Where storms do occur, rain may be heavy. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies with highs in the upper 80s. For KSFR News, this is Dan Garrity.